Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and, through the internet, deliver it to you. Today's message is part 6 of a 6-part Advent series entitled Songs of the Season, with today's message specifically entitled Go Tell It, based off of Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. So let us dive into the Word today. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them.
Don't be afraid, he said. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger.
Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased.
When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. Amen. Christmas may be over and the holiday week may end in a few short days. Yet our role in the world has just begun. And Jesus prepares the way. Now we are to follow the example of the shepherds to go and tell the entire world the good news. Now last week on this podcast, I talked about the film It's a Wonderful Life, which is one of my favorite films, not just Christmas movies, but one of my favorite movies in general. And I think it is worth revisiting this film today. Again, in it, we follow George Bailey, a wonderful, giving, generous, thoughtful, compassionate man. One who carried on his father's legacy, if you remember from last week, or if you've seen the film, one who carried on his father's legacy of helping the least of these out through his mortgage and loan company. However, deep down, he wasn't satisfied. You see, he wanted to be adventurous and get out of the small town Bedford Falls that he was from. Now, in life, we learn that just because we are generous and do what is right does not mean that similar generosity and goodness will be shown to us. In fact, we often learn that the more nice and good we are, the harder it seems to continue to be that way. The more the world is cantankerous and vindictive and vicious, and the more frustrated we become. And George learned this the hard way when a scrupulous businessman named Mr. Potter wanted to run George Bailey out of business. And eventually, Potter almost succeeded, nearly bankrupting George, if you recall. And this caused George to grow scared, angry, and bitter, and he was about to kill himself. In fact, he was staring off of a bridge into the watery abyss below, thinking about killing himself, almost ready to do it, wishing he had never existed at all. And in that moment, in that very moment, something completely unexpected happened. George was lying in wait his whole life for the coming of greatness. And in this moment, an angel walked him through what life without George Bailey would actually be like. And it was a horrific scene. The angel showed George all of this, and he came to realize that what he was waiting for, he already had. That indeed, his little town of Bedford Falls needed George Bailey, and that he was blessed with all of the greatness any human could ever hope for, starting with his beautiful family, all the way up through what he did for a living and the way that he helped tons and tons of people. Do you remember again what happened after that? George ran through the streets shouting,
"Yay! Hello, Bedford Falls! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, George!
Merry Christmas, movie house! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building alone!"
In jail. Going home. They're waiting for you.
And in fact, Mr. Potter, how did he respond back? He called him names and scoffed at him. But George was too busy rejoicing to notice. Mr. Potter may have been miserable, but George Bailey was transformed. He went from lamenting to rejoicing. He couldn't help himself from sharing the good news of what he discovered. Now, we've all had important and or exciting things in our lives that we just couldn't wait to tell everyone about. Most good news you want to share with people. Nobody is cowering and shying away from sharing awesome news. Like, for instance, tomorrow, my family and I are going to go see Frozen on Broadway. That is exciting news. That is nothing that I would hide from anybody else because that is awesome and I can't wait to go see it, especially as a Disney fan. And from what I hear, the play is just awesome to see on the stage. Can't wait to see it. Great news. So most good news you want to share with people. With the people you care about. And sometimes you just want to share it with anybody who will listen. Now, today's scripture lesson is a story about some dirty, poor, undesirable shepherds that people didn't think much of. But they were invited to see the greatest miracle ever for themselves. Not King Herod, not the scribes and priests, not even the Magi, who don't show up, if we read the Gospels carefully, they don't show up till much later, probably days, if not weeks, if not months after Jesus is born. We don't really know when they show up, but it's certainly not on the night of his birth. Nope. Today's story is about some dirty, poor, undesirable shepherds, and those are the people that God chooses to reveal his glory to in a way that nobody else was privileged to receive. Minus Joseph and Mary, of course. God had an angel tell shepherds to bear witness to the Messiah's birth, to the greatest miracle ever. And this was a peculiar choice because shepherds were lower class, dirty, and considered unreliable. They lived out in the fields with their sheep. They smelled like sheep. They were undesirable. They were even seen as being vagabonds and thieves. Nobody could trust them. They were just hired hands. It wasn't their sheep they were watching. It was somebody else's sheep. These people were worth nothing to society except they were worth something to those who owned the sheep because they cared and protected the sheep. But that's about all they were worth. They weren't even allowed to testify in court. That's how unreliable they were considered by society. But here they are, being asked by God's heavenly hosts, by God's angels, by God's messengers, by God's holy warriors, by God's generals of heaven's armies. Here they are being asked to share the good news. Imagine the news of the long-awaited Savior, the King of Kings, the Messiah, the one everybody's been waiting for since at least Babylon, if not before, being told first to a group of lowly shepherds to go find Jesus lying in a lowly manger, a feeding trough, in a dirty barn. Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, in essence, is born in much the same way the shepherds live. Or if that is hard for you to imagine, imagine God passing each of us, American Christians, up to share the good news with migrant farmhands. Or perhaps with someone seen as milking the system, or maybe even a convicted convict. If there was ever an example of big things coming from small places, the shepherds are it. God honors those who are humble, who are lowly, who are poor, to share the good news. This is a story worth sharing, and no matter who you are, you need to share it. Not just the story of how Christ came into the world to save us, but how Christ came into your world, into your life, and changed you. A story about people 2,000 years ago bears little relevance to people today. We can't even relate with society 2,000 years ago. We don't know what that world looked like, what that world meant. When we think of shepherds, we don't think of them in the same way that the society thought of them back then. But boy, if you share how Jesus came into your life, how Jesus came into your world and changed you, that bears much relevance. Or maybe you're waiting on that change to happen. Maybe you need a miraculous turnaround in some area of your life. And if that is where you are, that's okay too. Christ will come into your life if you open your heart to him. Christ is waiting for you to accept him, to accept the good news, and allow him to work in your life. And that, my friends, for you, is great news. So now we have our marching orders. The good news is here. The Messiah has come. There's certainly more to this story, and we've got plenty to tell. The world needs to hear it. Our neighbors need to hear it. Our families, our children need to hear it. They need to hear the story of Jesus, and they really need to hear our story of Jesus and how Jesus came into our worlds and changed our lives. Go tell it. Share your story. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ, your Savior, within you was born. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we just thank you and praise you for coming into our lives, for transforming us, for giving birth to new life within us so that we may be your messengers and your servants, and we may bear witness to your light within us so that the world may be changed. Lord, help us to continue to make disciples for the transformation of this world through your Son, Jesus Christ. and in his holy name we pray. Amen. Friends, Merry Christmas. Remember that Christmas does not end on Christmas Day, it begins. And so continue throughout this Christmas season to grow in the light and in the love of Jesus Christ. I'd invite you to check out our episode notes where you can, you can check out the links there. Check out Party on Johncast has a new episode coming out on January 1st at 5 a.m. Be there or be square or be there whenever you wake up because we know you'll be partying into the night. So whatever the case may be, check it out. It'll be a great episode. In the meantime, friends, remember you are richly blessed. So be a blessing to others. Go in peace.